It's the Reader's Notebook for Friday, June 15th, 2018. Today is the birthday of American historical figure Rachel Donelson Jackson, born in Pittsylvania County, Virginia in 1767. She is best known as the wife of Andrew Jackson, the 7th President of the United States. She lived with him at their home at the Hermitage near Nashville, Tennessee, where she died just days after his election as president in 1828 and before his inauguration in 1829. Therefore, she never actually served as First Lady. The role of official White House hostess was assumed by her niece, Emily Donelson. Rachel was married first to Louis Robards in Nashville. In about 1791, she eloped with Andrew Jackson, believing that Robards, who had deserted her, had obtained a divorce. It was later revealed that he had not, meaning that her marriage to Jackson was technically bigamous. They were forced to remarry in 1794 after the divorce was final. She had a close relationship with her husband and was usually anxious while he was away tending to military or political business. Rachel was noted for her deep religious piety. During the deeply personal prelude to the 1828 election, she was the subject of negative attacks from the supporters of Jackson's opponent, John Quincy Adams. Jackson believed that the resulting scandal hastened her death, and thus he never forgave his political enemies. Rachel was a Presbyterian. She was also an avid reader of the Bible and religious books, as well as poetry. Although the Jacksons never had biological children, they adopted her nephew in 1809 and named him Andrew Jackson, Jr. When his father became president, the young man assumed management of the Hermitage Farm. In 1813, the Jacksons adopted a Creek Indian boy who was found on the battlefield at Talisachee with his dead mother. They named him Lincoya. He was educated right along with Andrew Jr., and Jackson wanted to send both boys to West Point. Political circumstances made that impossible. According to Ann Toplovich, the executive director of the Tennessee Historical Society, John Quincy Adams' presidential campaigns, both in 1824 and 1828, targeted Andrew Jackson's passion and lack of self-control, making it central to the argument that he would devastate the integrity of the Republic and its institutions. One newspaper ran an article asking, "Ought a convicted adulteress and her paramour husband be placed in the highest offices of this free and Christian land?" The publicity surrounding her and the public knowledge of what was considered to be a very private matter caused Rachel Jackson to sink into depression. She died suddenly on December 22, 1828, of a heart attack. That her death came immediately before Jackson left for Washington was more than an inconvenience. It was crippling. He held her body tightly until he was pulled away, and he lingered at home at the Hermitage until the last possible date to leave for Washington. Rachel is buried on the grounds at the Hermitage wearing the white dress and shoes she had bought for the inaugural ball. Her epitaph reads, "A being so gentle and so virtuous, slander might wound, but could not dishonor." I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for June 15th, 2018. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.